What did you think of the Ukraine? I mean, how did you arrange your visit to see and take in what?
Well, you have to know, I don't know if civilians know this, but for intelligence officers, depending on where you are and what position, there is a period that sometimes 5 years, sometimes 10, it used to be 15, where there's travel restrictions. You can't go anywhere near the countries that you were spying on.
Right.
Okay. So my that ended for me several years ago. because secrets have a lifespan, as you know. Some are longer than others, but most secrets have a lifespan.
Right.
For instance, let's say the stealth bomber during its development was a pretty well kept secret, but you can't keep a secret like that forever, especially when you feel the system. So my travel restriction was over, and of all of the weapons systems that the Soviets had, the one that was the Leviathan, the most deadly weapon on Earth, was the SS-18, a codename, the NATO codename Satan, interestingly enough.
Satan.
And
why
there's a picture of it on your website.
Why so named?
I have no idea. I guess I don't know.
I mean, was it that bad, meaning good?
I don't think that's the reason that a lot of times the names are just pulled spontaneously out of the computer. The computers spit this one as the next up name for a foreign threat weapon system.
Oh, yeah. I see one launching right there. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Yeah, it's nasty looking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's on. Lex put that up for
me. And they've still got them, don't they?
No, they don't.
Oh, they crunched them?
That was MIRV. That had up to 10 multiple independently targeted reentry vehicles. Yeah, that means up to 10 U.S. cities. Bye-bye.
Right.
But because of our treaties, we have been actually helping the Russians demilitarize the SS-18.
Crunch them up, yeah.
But, no. They're actually used now. The body is still made in Dnepropetrovsk, where I went. The body is still used, and they now use it to launch U.S. satellites because our space shuttle is not dependable enough to do it.
Makes sense?
Yeah. So it's an off-the-shelf.
So you actually, then, Ed, you went to that particular city, huh?
I went to Dnepropetrovsk, and it was a historic event for me. I felt like I was stepping back into the 1950s.
Ed, I guess I can ask you now, was that particular city, that Russian area, was that an area that you concentrated on a lot and had a lot of assignments?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. It was a closed city.
No wonder you went there. I see. Okay. Got it.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was that because it made the most deadly thing on Earth, and we were never able to really defeat that system if we wanted to. We weren't even able to adequately collect intelligence on it, not to mention put something together in terms of an anti-ballistic missile system that could defeat it. It was undefeatable, and it was the most deadly weapon on Earth. So it had a lot of meaning to me.
Yeah, I bet it did. So what did you find on your visit to the Ukraine? Was it what you thought it would be?
I didn't have a lot of preconceived notions about the country itself, because my focus was on weapons systems there.
Yeah, I can understand your curiosity, though, about that which you were told to concentrate on for so long.
But the people in the city, I was really shocked to find out that they really believed that the Cold War ended, and this is what they believed, that the Cold War ended because of that missile. And not because of the economic collapse of the erstwhile Soviet Union.
No kidding. So, in other words, instead of Ronald Reagan outspent them and scared them to death, and we just wore them down, from their point of view, the SS-18 thing ended the Cold War. It just scared us so badly.
Correct.
That we threw up our hands.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That was surprising to me.
And they sell that to the general population there?
They did. And effectively
wow.
So.
Wow. That's amazing, Ed. That's absolutely amazing. But I guess when I think about it, not a surprise, every country, including ours, propagandizes its own citizens. I wonder if the whole prospect of a nuclear full-out, conflict just finally scared both sides so damn badly they agreed to get rid of a lot of it.
Yeah, I'm not a politico. I'm an intelligence officer, so that's not my job, and my thoughts aren't along those lines.
I don't know. Got it. So,
but the people in the country were extremely friendly, extremely warm, extremely accepting, very poor. Their education, very educated, much more so than most Americans. But there are no jobs for college graduates. It's a new democracy, which is exciting, as you know. And as I got closer to the Russian border, however, and talked to Russians, I found that the Russians were very sarcastic in terms of the way they referred to Ukraine. I mean, most people in Ukraine speak Russian and not Ukrainian until you get over to near Moldova and the Carpathians. So, and the Russian people were pretty bitter about giving up the breadbasket of the former
I bet. Yes, I bet. Well, I made a visit in many years earlier, Ed, to Russia. In fact, I had lunch in the Kremlin.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, Russia was just in terrible condition. And I'm not sure that it's much better off now. You should have some word on that. But when I was there, it was pathetic.
It's pretty pathetic now, actually. Even though the people are very warm and friendly, the infrastructures are from like 1920s. The water only is turned on for two-thirds of the day.
Wow!
I felt like I stepped back into the 1950s in terms of just being on the streets. And it's going to take them a while to progress economically. That's for sure. But I have to say, I had a good time. The streets are much safer than here in the U.S. People are really warm and friendly. There's some interesting observations. High school kids walking around drinking beer after school was interesting to see.
Really?
But there's no rowdiness. It's just part of their culture. And I'll talk more about cultural differences when we discuss mind warfare tonight. But
yeah, that's going to be a pretty serious topic tonight, isn't it? Mind warfare.
I went to Ukraine, which is exactly 12,000 miles away from my islands here, right through the center of the earth, as far as you can go. I went as a tourist, but I'm going back soon as a student. I'm going to study Russian in the city of Odessa. I've always wanted an excuse to study Russian.